Apple's big announcement in San Francisco today got us thinking, what will the smartphone of the future look like? Just as the iPhone revolutionized how cell phones look and how we use them, new technology could one day transform smartphones into something completely different.
A smartphone, a flexible gaming device, a full-screen tablet, all at once. The future is coming.
That's a clip of a video submitted to Aika, a global marketing company that used crowdsourcing to challenge its users to come up with a futuristic phone. Joel Sere of Aika joins us from Singapore with more on what people came up with. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And Joel, in that video, we saw a phone made of a thin, flexible material that could be the size of a current iPhone, but then unfold to become the size of a tablet computer with no buttons so that the entire surface, not even the edges, was all screen. What's the idea behind that phone?
Probably stems from a desire to have a universal device and have a device which is multifunctional, and that you can basically customize according to what you want to do. If you want to watch a movie, you make it as a TV screen. If you want to make it as a phone, make it smaller, slide it in your pocket.
And this would be flexible rather than foldable. You could even put it around your wrist?
You could certainly put it around your wrist. Actually, we got a lot of ideas from our creators in our competition about wearable phones. So basically, your cell phone becomes a fashion accessory. So you can fold it, wrap it around, turn it into bracelets or, you know, something that becomes like a fashion accessory, you know, a piece of clothing.
So does this have any functional purpose or is that just to be cool and fashionable and stylish?
Well, I guess probably it will resolve the problems of cracked screens. But apart from that, it just shows basically that, you know, cell phones fit into, I guess, people's personality. They become accessories. They become more embedded into, you know, daily lives.
How feasible is it that there actually could be a mass market phone made from this flexible material? Is it actually beyond the science fiction stage at this point?
The technology already exists, so it's not at all science fiction. You know, the technology is there, and I suppose it's just a matter of time before it becomes affordable to make it into a mass market product.
Another concept is a phone that would be completely transparent and that could interact with your environment. So as one example, you could look through it at a sign in a foreign language, and it would translate those words you don't recognize into your own language. Tell us more about that idea and how transparency is a benefit.
Well, I guess this is all about augmented reality. Could imagine that you are going on a holiday and you are in a restaurant, for example, and you're looking at a menu. You don't know what to order because everything is in a foreign language. You could just basically look at the menu through your phone and it will translate the menu in real time for you. How useful that could be.
So never mind a translation app. Your phone would just do it for you automatically.
Exactly. And that's where the transparency comes handy. It's like another window on your real world, but it actually adds value. It makes it even better than reality. It augments it.
Joel, you mentioned the desire to have a universal device to get that universality where people can have a phone that serves multiple purposes. What else could a phone do that it can't do now?
That's a very interesting question. For example, imagine that you're going to take a shower and your phone can tell you the temperature of the water is, you know, whether it's too hot, too cold. Take a picture of your fridge and it could tell you, you know, whether you're running low on milk. Again, it's all in the realm of augmented realities. But the interesting thing is there's one thing that all our creators claim for. It's a longer battery life. That's what people want from their phones.
A very practical thing.
Exactly.
Another concept that someone came up with is a phone that looks like a small button, but it projects holograms that people interact with. Is that more than just a toy?
Yeah, a lot of people will think that holograms are, you know, would be just gimmick. And I guess if you are from my generation, if you watch Star Wars, you know, you just can't wait to have your own holographic telephones, you know, and send messages to each other. Now, that's for sure. So, but it's, again, I think there's a big trend in computing and electronics towards, you know, 3D holographic, you know, imagery. So we're definitely getting there. We're seeing that in cinemas. We're seeing that in 3D on computer screens. So it's just a matter of time before it translates into the mobile phone experience. And the technology is there.
So that your phone becomes like a movie projector?
It could become a movie projector. It could allow you to talk to someone, you know, and, you know, see the person as a projecting a hologram of that person. I think IBM is working. They have something that every year they release. They call that the Big Five, and they are the Big Five technologies that they think are going to change, basically, revolutionize society, you know, the industry and so on. And holograms, it's something that they have identified as one of the most promising technology, and they're already working on it.
A big focus was also on making the phones eco-friendly. In what ways?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, we had some interesting entries about people talking about charging your phone with solar energy. And again, it sounds like a very simple idea. And we may remember having like pocket calculators, which you could like to charge with, you know, with just a little solar cell. So why not your phone? There's a strong trend towards more environmentally friendly phones, especially with regards to the materials or what happens after, when the phone basically, you know, is recycled, you know, after you discard it. Sadly, as we were commenting, you know, and joking about battery life, you know, that's actually a technology that doesn't look so likely to happen in the near term, because as the phones get more complex, they are hungrier and hungrier for energy. So whether actually solar energy or any kind of other more environmentally friendly energy could replace our lithium batteries yet remain to be seen.
Do you think these kinds of innovations we've been talking about will eventually make the iPhone passé?
Oh, it's an interesting question, a very timely question as well. When you look at the mobile phone landscapes, at the cell phone landscapes, all the manufacturers, they seem to be making incremental improvements. Okay, we made the screen a little bit bigger. We have a little bit more apps than our competitors. Our screen is a bit sharper. But we don't really see any breakthrough innovation when it comes to totally reinventing the phone experience, you know. And that seems to be really lacking. We can see some improvements. It's incremental, but it's not disruptive. It's not drastic, radical innovation.
That's Joel Serre of the company Aika, looking at what smartphones of the future could be. He joined us via Skype. Joel, thank you.
Thank you.
What would you like to see in a smartphone of the future? Go to facebook.com/hereandnowradio and let us know. And while you're there, weigh in advance on a story we're going to bring you tomorrow about grading teachers. We'll look at how school districts are changing the way they evaluate teacher performance. It's one reason Chicago teachers are picketing.
The rhetoric has been so heated on every side. You know, it's not surprising that teachers are feeling so attacked, especially when so many issues affecting teachers have come under the spotlight.
Grading teachers tomorrow on Here and Now. And before we go today, Richard Gere's new movie, Arbitrage. We'll speak to writer-director Nicholas Jarecki about the moral and financial issues he delves into. Back in 1 minute, Here and Now.